I'm not providing feedback on the first question, as that's for your own reflection. But on question two, which of the skills can best be developed through audio rather than other media? Well, I think communication skills, such as getting students skillful at oral presentations, is a key 21st century skill. Helping students in teamwork, particularly their oral skills in negotiation and persuasion. I can see that being a very valuable skill to develop within a course, particularly in business studies, for instance. Thinking skills, definitely thinking on your feet in audio, particularly if it's live audio. For instance, if you have online communication by telephone or over the internet, getting students to think on their feet in real time and respond audio through speech and so on, I think that's a very important thinking skill. On most of the others, I don't think audio has a particular advantage over other media on the other skills. But again, I think if you think about this carefully, you can think of some skills that using audio, either particularly for the students to use audio, could be very useful. So the third question, under what conditions would it be more appropriate for students to be assessed by asking them to make an audio recording? Well, certain things are obviously language proficiency, especially pronunciation. The oral presentation of an argument, ask students to prepare an oral presentation rather than the written presentation. Collecting evidence for interviews, using the audio interviews and analysing the audio interviews. But assessment's a bit more tricky. It's easy for somebody to get somebody else to do an audio recording for them. So the trick there is to integrate the audio assessment with other forms of assessment. So, for instance, if they have to do an e-portfolio, it might be clearer to the assessor whether the student has done the audio recording themselves or has got somebody else to do it. When would redundancy or duplication between different media, is it a good thing? I think it is a good thing in general because it reinforces learning. But the obvious disadvantage is it's more work both for the students and for the instructor. On the other hand, it's very easy to create audio materials these days if you're using fairly straightforward software such as GarageBand. It's pretty easy for students and for instructors to pick that up. And again, on question five, I'm not providing any feedback because if I could think of other unique pedagogical characteristics, I'd have put it into the section. But in general, I think there are, as I've said at the beginning, I think audio is an unappreciated medium. I think it has a lot of benefits, and I think we tend to underuse it in education.